Well, with me, I have the Inishowen rugby coach, Alan Pinnear. And Alan, despite the scoreline being 64-29, it was very much a game of sort of four quarters. Virginia had a very big start. You come back well. How do you read it, and what positivity do you take out of today?
I mean, in large periods of the game now, we showed exactly what we can do. I mean, for a good 30 minutes in the first half, after our poor start, we dominated the game for a long period, scored good tries, was physical, carried up front. But it's just, I think we have a little bit of a lack of experience in the team. We have a very, very, very young side. I'd say 90% of our players are under 21, 22 years old. So a lot of that's going to come in the future. But we need to sort out the mental side of our game. Start strong, because it's been a pattern a couple of times earlier in the season where we started weakly and it's put ourselves a little bit under pressure. But yeah, as I said, there's a lot of positivity to take out of the game, especially carrying the ball forward. Big physical stuff.
I mean, let's be honest, any team that was after 20 minutes was 33 points to nil down. It's very difficult psychologically to even think about it. But you had a tremendous time up to half-time when the score then was 33 points to 10. And really, you could have had two more tries at that time. But you came back, you got that score just after half-time. And despite them having a purple patch again with very, very pacey wingers, which made the difference, you came back and got two more tries at the end. Your bonus point try and everything else.
So yeah, that's a big positivity. And when we do get possession and when we do main break possession, we score. We've shown that throughout the season against a lot of teams. Even when we've been losing, we've scored bonus point tries. We score tries. It's just about maintaining possession, looking after the ball, and just keeping our concentration levels. Our concentration levels drop off, our structure just falls apart a little bit. And when you're coming up to this level, and we haven't been up at this level, at the Championship 3 level, for a long time, with a young team like this, any mistake is going to be punished. But sure, every game's a learning curve. I'm very proud of the boys. They're very good. You know, they listen intently. They're learning every game. The amount of potential I can see in my team, it's there. I can see us being an entirely different outfit in 1 or 2 years, but right now, we need to work, take away the positives, and work on our weaknesses.
The one thing that I was very pleased to see, and what I thought was excellent, being an old forward myself, the ball retention when you had it, and especially driving and the breakdown, you had players clearing out all the time. The fitness levels must be pretty good.
They're good. They are good. And that is something we work hard on. We know ball retention wins us the game. When we have the ball, like I said, we score twice. So we work hard in training on ball retention, making sure we have a man there, so clearing out the ball. But we have been playing in the regional previously last year. Now we're up in the provincial level. You know, that fitness level needs to step up again. These are teams that have been up playing at this level. These are fairly big clubs, you know. We play a lot in Northern Ireland. These are fairly big clubs who have a good setup, good regime, you know, long pre-seasons. That's something we can take away from. Perhaps we didn't have the longest pre-season. We had about 6 weeks, and I was just listening to the other guys there. They did 9 weeks. Perhaps that's something I can take away as a coach, and actually realise how big fitness plays a level. But yeah, we are a fit team, but we're not quite fit enough for my liking. Something we can work on.
But certainly, as I say, a defeat today, but a try bonus point. But the thing, I think the one thing that's very important today is that psychologically, the players came back from what most teams would have big difficulty for. And I think that's something that you must have instilled in the team. It must be part of the psyche of the players themselves to be able to do that and not sort of lie down, which they could have, and the game could have been well done and dusted at half time. But Alan, it's great anyway. Hopefully I'll see you again during the season. But as I say, there's a lot to build on, and hope everything goes well for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much. I appreciate you taking the time to come and watch. And yeah, keep an eye out for us. We will be getting better and we will be winning games. Thanks very much.